We'd like to see the title of holy people in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verses 1 to 29. To online world people through MP3 or a YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 1 and 2, you are the children of the Lord, your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor shave the front of your head for the dead. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. What does it mean in this context, and how can we apply this to our life? Question 2, in verse 23, you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide, the tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil, of the firstborn of your herds and your flock, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. What kind of offering was their eating? What did it signify? And what is it in the New Testament time? Last question in verse 26. And you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires, for auction or a share, for wine or a strong drink. For whatever your heart desires, you shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. How could we practice the phrase of wine or a strong drink today, and why? In the last time, we see because of our heart to love God with all our heart and soul, we should not listen to the words of the false prophets in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 3. You shall not listen to the words of a dead prophet or a dead dreamer of dreams, because the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And we as children of God should do whatever is right in the sight of God, rather than in our own eyes. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8, you shall not at all do as we are doing here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. Also, we should be holy in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. The chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, here talk about different practice towards the dead people. Verses 3 and 21, different practice towards the food. The last verses 22 up to 29 about tithes. First one, you are the children of the Lord, your God, or believers who have divine characters, different practice or religion towards the dead people. So you shall not cut yourselves nor shave the front of your head for the dead, as pagan people practiced. For the dead person, because you are a holy people, verse 2, for you are a holy people, because you are a holy people to the Lord, your God, and the Lord has chosen you. Holy people, which means set apart people from the pagan world, chosen you to be a people for himself. Israelites, the national instrument to bring the Son of God into the world. Now, to all of those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are, all Christians, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people or peculiar people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Special treasure or peculiar people in our body. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So what is a treasure? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. For it is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we, or Timothy and the disciple, have this treasure. This treasure indicating the light of knowledge of the glory of God in earthen vessels in each physical body, that the excellence of the power may be of God, belong to God, not belong to ourselves. So each Christian has treasure. That treasure, the light of knowledge of the glory of God, based upon faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So, believe the family, somebody there. So over there, believe the family members versus decedents. For believe the family, the sorrow or grief we feel at death is usually in our own eyes or selfishly, because it is grieving for our loss. How about for a decedent believer? He is with the Lord immediately at the death, gotten glorified or ultimate salvation in the sight of the other decedent or the sight of God. And so, we the children of God have the hope to meet the decedent in heaven by death or rapture, unlike the unbelievers who have no hope. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 15, here, then I came to the captives at Tel Abib, who dwelt by the river Kebar, and I sat where they sat. In order to understand the other person's heart, we should understand in other person, the decedent's believer position. Then we can understand here, I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, all Christians, all believers, is by death or rapture. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, or is dead, or is changed into a new body made by heaven, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. So 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, for godly sorrow produces repentance or confession leading to salvation. That is ultimate, final salvation or glorification, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world or non-believers, pagan world, produces death. So then, verses 3 up to 21, different practice towards food. You shall not eat any detestable thing or abominable thing, you have to have a special practice towards the food, different from pagan people. Although in the New Testament time, the food rules are a shadow for Christ, it is discovered that many food rules were healthy rules. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, 17 said, "So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance or essence is of Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, "Yet for us there is one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live." Even if a certain food offered to pagan God, so every food coming from God, so we can give thanks to the Lord, then you may eat them in New Testament time, the grace period. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, "But therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So we should consider this God's glory. Book of Acts chapter 10, verse 14, 15, "But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything unclean according to Old Testament rule. And a voice spoke to Peter again the second time, what God has cleansed you must not call unclean." Must not call unclean. So then here, then is verse 4, "They are the animals which you may eat, the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roe deer, the wild goat, the mountain goat, the antelope or wild ox, and the mountain sheep, and you may eat every animal with cloven hoofers, having the hoof split in two parts, and that chews the cud among the animals." Verse 7, "Nevertheless, of those that chew the cud, or have cloven hoofers, you shall not eat, such as this, the camel, the hare, or rabbit." Rabbits is discovered today. Rabbits are carriers of yellow fever. It was contracted through handling the rabbit. The rock hyrax, for they chew the cud, but do not have cloven hoofers. They are unclean for you. Verse 8, also the swine or pigs. The pigs are carriers of trichinosis, the parasite. So pig meat should be well done. It is unclean for you because it has cloven hoofers, yet does not chew the cud. You shall not eat their flesh or touch their dead carcasses. Verse 9, "These you may eat, of all that are in the waters, you may eat all that have fins and scales, like normal fishes." Verse 10, "And whatever does not have fins and scales, you shall not eat. It is unclean for you. Such as some shells are deadly poisonous. Some shrimp causes stomach pains." Verse 11, "All clean birds you may eat, but these you shall not eat, the eagle, the vulture, the bird, the vulture, the eater of carcasses, even infected with a lot of bacteria, the red kite, the falcon, and the kite after their kinds, or the vulture after his kind, King James Version. Every raven after its kind, the ostrich, the short-eared owl, or the night hawk, the seagull or cuckoo, the hawk after their kinds, the little owl, the screech owl, or the great owl, the white owl or the swan, the jackdaw or pelican, the carrion vulture, the gear eagle, the fish owl, cormorant, the stork, the heron after its kind, the hoopoe or the lapwing, and the bat. Also, every creeping thing that flies is unclean for you, they shall not be eaten. You may eat all clean birds. Verse 29, you shall not eat anything that dies of itself or carcasses. You may give it to the alien or stranger who is within your gates. You may give it to the foreigners who live in your city, to your neighbors, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to a foreigner. For you are a holy people to the Lord of your God, because you are a holy people to Jehovah God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. To honor mother-child relationship, even among the animals, any food prepared by combining with a child's meat and its mother's milk was prohibited. So the food prepared by calf meat and its mother's milk may be prohibited. But today in Israel, the Mishnah not to eat dairy products with the meat product, such as is milk and meat, you may not eat together. In today's the Israel Mishnah custom law. That is much further than what God intended in this law. So Exodus chapter 23, verse 19, also God said, you shall not boil a young goat and its mother's milk as well. So today is a lot of developed customly by Jewish rabbis. That is applicable. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 23, 24, 26, blind guys who strain out a net. Net is a small, fly, and swallow a camel. Word to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, and the outside of them maybe clean also. So this one is in the Old Testament time, at that time, there is a procedure to cook for food. So you should not combine as child meats with a child mother's milk together. Verse 22-29 about tithe. Tithe is 10%. So that means really doesn't matter rich person or poor person, no matter what circumstances, just 10%. That means in tithe. Why? Here, verse 22. You shall truly tithe all the increase over your grain, which meaning truly, heartily, or with a pure heart. So the increased portion or best one, God wants us to give him the first and the best of what we earn, because we love God with all heart, soul, and mind, not competitive with any others. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Matthew 23, verse 23, Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, agriculture product, have neglected the weightier, the matter of heart, matter of the law, justice, and mercy and faith." So they neglect the justice of God, you know, merciful God, or facing God. These are you ought to have done. So heart matter consistent with your ties to God, without leaving the others undone. Verse 23, "And you shall eat before the Lord your God." Before the Lord your God, meaning eat in the presence of God, in the place where God chooses. In the Old Testament time, God chose the mercy seat on the Ark of Covenants. That mercy seat changed from Silo City, Gilgal City, and Jerusalem. Exodus chapter 25, 22, God told to Moses, "And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are on the ark of the covenant, about everything which I'll give you in commandment to the children of Israel." So wherever the ark of covenants there is in God's presence in the Old Testament time. So 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, "So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from there the ark of covenants of the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim." Then in 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 15, "So all the people went to Gilgal," their next place, Gilgal, "and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord, and their Saul and all the men Israel rejoiced greatly." Peace offerings meaning eat all together, you know, with all people. That is one body of God, you know, all union with God and the God's people together, worshipers together. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12, 13. "Now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belonged to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of covenant from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David in Jerusalem with gladness. Since then, in Jerusalem, the Ark of Covenant was there, so God's presence in Jerusalem. And so it was when those bearing the Ark of the Lord had gone six paces, and he sacrificed oxen and fatted the sheep. So in the New Testament time, God is present everywhere because Jesus Christ was crucified. There is a tear, as a veil, tail was torn down, you know, up, you know, to down. So everywhere. So now, but at that time is here meaning it before the Lord your God. Wherever mercy seat there, because God will show up on the mercy seat, according to his word to Moses. So this eating was the peace offering to signify the relationship, fellowship, and communion with God and worshipers. In the New Testament time, because a piece of food becomes a part of every eater's body, the example is the Lord's feast, or communion service. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-25. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." That is the New Testament communion service. It signifies all believers is the one body of Christ. So when we eat a piece of bread, also drink is the Jesus bloodshed to cleanse away all sin. So all believers, that is signifies the New Testament. Also verses, another one is the love of peace. Verses love of peace. Love of peace to outreach the lost sheep. That one is Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 to 12. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that, look, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, Jesus said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." That's why it's every meeting, Bible studies, I'm bringing cookie. First time is we share food with the believers together, the leftover to non-believer to outreaching purpose. That kind of is Old Testament time, peace offering. So New Testament time is for believer, is a communion service like that. So also love of peace to outreach non-believers. So to make his name by then, to tithe of your grain or corn and your new wine and your oil, over the firstborn your herds, cow and your flocks, sheep or goat. Here, first one is new, the first, or the best one, as God wants. What's the effect? That you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. In the result, you may learn to reverence God always. That's why God asked us in a tithe, the first, the best to the Lord. Verse 24, if the journey is too long for you so that you are not able to carry the tithe, because a lot of tithes here, or if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, when the Lord your God has blessed you, verse 25, then you shall exchange it for money. Take the money in your hand and go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. If you have a lot of tithes not to be brought to the place where the mercy seat on the Ark of Covenant was located, like Jerusalem, for example, you live in Galilee, too far, you may sell them at your home and buy whatever you want for the tithes at the place of Jerusalem. The tithe to God may be used for the peace offering in the fellowship with God, your family, and the Levite. Then 26, you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires. So you may buy those tithes at Jerusalem, for example, in Jerusalem, for auction or share, for wine or strong drink, for whatever your heart desires, whatever you want. You shall eat there all together before the Lord your God in courts, in the temple of God is in court area. You shall rejoice, you and your household, which means your family, and with the Levite here, verse 27, with the Levite. You shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, or he has no part, no inheritance with you, which meaning the Levite did not work at secular world, but at the temple of God. That one is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. The script says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. That was Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4, cited. And the laborer is worthy of his wages. So basically, peace offering is you may share with your family members and the Levite together. So here, question three, how can apply wine or a strong drink in the New Testament time? Here, strong drink is a drink containing high alcoholicity, high alcoholic level. How to apply to our life? First of all scripture inspired by God, which meaning in fallacy, word of God, no error at all. So all view is necessary, not partial view. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means all scripture written, the word is inspired by or revealed specifically in written form without error at all. Is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in the righteousness. So how can apply wine, strong drink to us? 1 Timothy chapter 5, 23. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities. Frequent infirmities, frequent weakness of your body. So which meaning? For health, you may take wine or strong wine. For example, if you have a severe flu, so you know alcohol level, you know, strong is a drug, and you know, name is a codeine, you know, very high, you know, the concentrated to drink that kind of case. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation or immoral, but be filled with the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful for God's glory. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So which means no drunkenness, because of not under the power of alcohol, but the power of the Spirit of God for God's glory. In that way, we can apply it. Verse 27, you shall not forsake the Levite. Already we explained that basically the peace offering you should share with the Levite together. Verse 28, this one, at the end of every third year, you shall bring out the tithes of your increase of that year, so at the end of every third year, and store it up within your gates. The tithes to God every third year was shared in your resident city, to whom, here, verse 29, to whom, first Levite, the workers at the temple of God, because he has no portion, no inheritance with you, which meaning no work at the secular world, but the stranger and the fatherless and the widow. Those of the least neighbors whom we should love as ourselves in the sight of God, do this practice or religion. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, and the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, in as much as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. James chapter 1, 27, pure and undefiled religion or practice before God the Father is this, to visit orphans or the fatherless and the widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Who are within your gate may come and wait and be satisfied. So basically, every 30 years, last time, you may bringing tithes to the Lord. So giving to the Lord, you are sharing together Levi and those neighbors of the list here, stranger, alien, foreigner, the fatherless, orphan, the widows together. That the Lord your God may bless in all the work of your hand which you do, then God may bless all your works at the world. That is condition precedent promise. Okay, let's see each question briefly. In verses 1 and 2, you are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourself as no shaver the front of your head or the dead, for you are holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face on the earth. What does it mean in this context? Because Israel people, holy people, God specially chose Israel people as an instrument to bring the Son of God, Messiah, in the New Testament time. So therefore, your practice, your religion should be different from the pagan practice, right here, cut, you know, hair, shaved head, you know, that kind of thing. And how can we apply this? So we can apply because we have a special treasure in our heart is the light, the Jesus light of knowledge of the glory of God is in our treasure. So we live as salt and light in the world in that way. Question 2 in verse 23. And you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide, the tithes of your grain and your new wine, your oil, of the firstborn of your herds and your flock, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. What kind of offering was their eating? That is a peace offering. So, and what did it signify? Peace offering signified relationship with God and with other people of God, the worshipers together. And what is it in the New Testament time? New Testament time is communion service, Lord's Supper. That's example. There is we are taking together is bread and drink, you know, cup of wine, you know, or today red juice kind of thing. So we are taking. That is signify we are a part of it. The body of Christ, part of body of Christ. Also here, compared to love of peace, the purpose to outreach the lost sheep. So that's why a physician is neither the sickness, the sinners, you know, in that way. Question 3 in verse 26, and you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires, for auction or sheep, for wine or a strong drink. For whatever your heart desires, you shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. How could we practice the phrase of wine, strong drink, today, and why? Because all scripture, inspired of God, which means no error at all, so here, wine, strong drink, we can apply only for health reason. Because other one is the power of a strong drink influenced into us rather than the power of Holy Spirit. That's why it's prohibited. So for God's glory. In that way, we should practice that.